Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A lot of programs around the country, not just here in Miami, are over on their scholarships. And certainly if they're going to bring in any kids starting next money on the portal, they're going to have to make some room. And Sunday may be that cut down day, just like the NFL. University of Miami, as we said, is one of the teams. Had an opportunity to go watch them on Saturday. Was impressed with a lot of things. Certainly a lot of things need work. But that was just one day. Somebody who sees it every single day from 24/7 Sports, Gabby Yerudia, and he's kind enough to join us. Gabby, thanks so much for taking the time. Great seeing you the other day. And certainly this is a big weekend for the University of Miami because a lot of decisions will need to be made.
Yeah, I mean, first, thank you for having me, Larry. And it's hearing you talk about that. It's so true. The spring transfer portal window opens on Monday the 15th. So you talk about that Sunday as a potential roster cut day. And, you know, with college football more and more taking the NFL model just kind of by default with this unlimited free agency. And, you know, the capacity of roster spots and schools just needing to make improvements, Miami being one of them. It's going to be very fast. It's going to be very interesting to see the roster turnover, how quickly they have to get it done. Really, you know, you got 2 weeks essentially to have your roster where you need it to be as far as just like cutting it down with that transfer portal window open. And so it's going to be interesting. You know, Miami's, again, going to be players in this spring transfer portal window, and they definitely have some decisions that they have to make.
Yeah, and I mean, I walked around the other day and kind of looked at some of the players and figured, you know, how much of a difference have they made? Are they going to be expendable? You know, there's a couple of guys, obviously, I don't want to say any names, but I mean, you know, that you know that probably are at the end of their rainbow here. But because Miami wants to continue to get better, they have positions of need. Now we even look at like running back, because we saw in the past, if Mark Fletcher would go down, I mean, now no more Parrish. So you're limited there. You may look for another marquee back if they come in. Obviously, the secondary needs, some more bodies, maybe a defensive lineman, maybe another offensive lineman for depth. Your quarterback room is definitely set. What do you think? Any other areas that you think that Miami will go into the portal for?
Yeah, I mean, all the ones that you mentioned, you know, I think wide receiver is still on the table. You know, I think that's maybe less of a need now with the – you know, Isaiah Horton having a big spring, some of the young guys, and, you know, JoJo Trader, the true freshman, Nye Carr, another true freshman, with those two guys kind of, you know, answering the call and stepping up. But I still think, you know, with a quarterback like Cam Ward, you can never get him too many weapons. I wouldn't be surprised if Miami's active in the wide receiver market. You mentioned the defensive line. I could see Miami going both to the edge. You know, they just hosted a transfer in Romello Height from USC this weekend. You know, they're always looking to beef up that interior. I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, for the second straight year, they look towards a veteran off-ball linebacker, the way they got KJ Floyd late in the process last time. And you look at that secondary, I mean, I can definitely see Miami, you know, exploring some options at cornerback, potential safety. I think those guys have stepped up as the spring has progressed. But again, I look at that secondary and think, you know, if you can find some additional help, whether that be a rotational guy or, you know, someone you can kind of count on to give you, you know, some solid, you know, backup, I think that I would go do that. And at safety, you know, you could always go find whatever you can. I definitely think there's places all over the roster that Miami can upgrade. And, you know, with Cam Ward, you know, no reason to not go all in and try to win big here in 2024.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And also, you know, as I look and you see some of these, you know, I went back 2 years to the 2022 roster, and I've been saying this, you know, Alex Dono and I were talking this morning about it, and what a difference. And I think when he came in, Mario said that. He said, you're going to see upgrades all the way. We're never going to be satisfied. We're going to make upgrades, you know, both on field and also in the coaching staff. And you grab a 2022 roster and you look at the one not right now at 2024, which will change even more over the next month or so. What a difference. And certainly that's why Miami feels a lot better about the future, because their offensive line 2-3 years ago could have been one of the worst in the ACC. I mean, let's face it. I mean, every play, I remember the Pittsburgh game up there where every time they would hand the ball off, the offensive lineman would be blown 5-6 yards right back into the running back. Not happening anymore. The offensive line was a priority when they came in with Coach Cristobal and Coach Mirabal. And now they've got one that I think kind of measures up with anybody. Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, that offensive line is solid. You know, what Alex Mirabal and Mario Cristobal have done since they've gone here, you know, specifically up front and really on the line of scrimmage just in general. But what they've done on the offensive line has been tremendous. You know, being able to go get a couple, you know, potential bookend tackles in Francis Malagoa, Samson Akinlola. You know, Larry, you're out there on Saturday. I'm sure you saw him getting plenty of reps at right tackle. You know, that's where Francis Malagoa plays. You know, he's kind of nursing a labrum thing. You know, again, you're not worried about what you're getting in Francis, but, you know, it seems like this thing is really starting to come together, you know, just on the offensive lines, you know, with a lot of those guys coming back. You got 3 of the 5 starters returning, and you feel good about the 2 that they kind of have the potential to plug in between Samson Akinlola, if he factors in to the starting rotation, and Zach Carpenter at center. I think Miami's going to get, you know, some solid offensive line play.
Yeah, no, I agree. You know, Gabby, go ahead. I'm sorry, Gabby. I didn't hear
you. No, you're good. I was just saying the roster overturn, it's all about recruiting. That's what Mario Cristobal does best, and he's definitely done it at the elite level, and this is what happens.
Hey, well, you know, you've kind of played right into what I said, what I was going to say next is on Christmas Day, I got a call from a friend of mine who lives out in Las Vegas, and he said to me, he says, let me tell you something. You guys stole this kid. I mean, I'm telling you. He says he could start anywhere right now at 10 different positions, and I – what he was talking about, Elijah Lofton, he's not the same dude that they've been getting, because this kid, I am telling you right now, as I mentioned to one of the coaches the other day, if you have a Lamborghini, you're not parking that thing in the garage. And this kid showed that not only he can run the ball, but he could catch. And last year in the state championship game against Liberty, he ran for one, he threw for one, he caught one, and he picked the ball off for a touchdown. Talk about what you've seen from him, because I think this kid has first team All-American freshman all over him.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is, you know, if we're handicapping Miami's potential next freshman All-American or All-Conference freshman, whatever it is, both, you know, the star freshman. I mean, Elijah Lofton, you know, is definitely the guy generating the most buzz. He's sort of an anomaly, right, Larry? You saw him. I mean, he's probably a little bit over 6 foot. He doesn't look like he should be doing the things that he does prototypically, right? Like if you were lining him up and you were picking 5 tight ends or running backs, I'm not sure if you're, you know, just random guy off the street, you would choose Elijah Lofton. But, man, what an unbelievable football player he is. You mentioned all the things that he can do, the versatility that he can do, just being able to carry it out of the backfield. Just has incredible vision, the way he just kind of sees things open up and the way he's able to hit it. You know, at tight end, just unbelievable hands. You know, so reliable with the football. I mean, again, you talk about it, he was the best player on the best high school football team in the country. You turn on the high school tape, you're seeing a lot of the things that we're seeing him do here now in spring football. There's a need at running back when a couple of those guys banged up. He stepped right in. And, you know, you can definitely make the argument that Elijah Lofton has been the best running back. And then, again, you split him out wide, and he's able to make, you know, play after play, spectacular contested catches in the end zone, you know, as a tight end working against, you know, some talented safeties. Miami's going to be game planning things for Elijah Lofton. Like you said, you don't park the Lamborghini in the garage. Miami's already, I think, finding different ways to utilize him, whether that be out wide, whether that be in the backfield as an H-back. He can control the line of scrimmage as a blocker. He's extremely strong. And then, again, all the versatility he gives you, there's no way you don't use him, despite the fact that he's just a true freshman.
Before I let you go, what are you expecting out of this Saturday in the spring game? What are we looking at? Because this is going to be really the first time that a lot of people are going to be able to lay eyes on them.
Yeah, Larry, you know, I think it's you probably this past Saturday probably saw the true spring game, right, when they're actually letting it rip and going. You know, with the camera, with the TV crews out, and you know, a lot of eyes on this event. You know, I'm sure that Miami will, of course, like many others, keep a vanilla. You know, go out, beat your guy. I think we're going to see probably a lot of, you know, man coverage. I think we're going to see some fun footballs thrown by Cam Ward. You know, everyone's going to be excited to watch him spin the ball. I think the fan base is going to be really excited. I think you're going to get a nice heavy dose of Elijah Lofton in the backfield. You know, again, I think they're just going to try to make it competitive. Make it fun, you know, get a lot of these guys some reps, but you know they're not gonna put too much of their offense or true defense on display. So I would expect some base stuff on both sides of the ball, and you know, have these guys just compete, just go beat the man in front of you. So spring game's gonna be fun, man. They're doing it on campus at the Cobb Stadium. You know, it's not gonna be super fan friendly, I would say, is just as far as the spacing and you know the accommodations perhaps, but look, we're just talking about it. This Miami Hurricanes football is a recruiting first operation, and they're going to get a bunch of big time prospects on campus. And that's the primary purpose of doing that, even though it's not the best facility out there. So, you know, Mario Cristobal is going to do what he does best, and that's recruit and get these guys to just basically be around the program and watch and you know, definitely host those guys.
No doubt. Obviously, people are going to want to read about it and all your opinions. Let everybody know how they can follow you on your website and also social media.
Yeah, absolutely. You can follow me on Twitter, Gabby Urrutia 247. We're at 247 Sports, so insidethu.com. We have a podcast, Through the Smoke. Would encourage everyone to listen to that, too. We'll have everything you need to know as far as recruiting and spring game coverage. So definitely give us a shot by tuning in.
Good stuff. Gabby, I can't thank you enough, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely, Larry. Thank you for having me again.
Good stuff. Gabby Urrutia from 24/7 covers the University of Miami and does an outstanding job with the Hurricanes, and certainly somebody who, you know, like he's right on top of it, like we said.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope, Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.